Fizdaf Yuddalid. Did you start the new Mishnah, the new Perek?
We did very fast on Mishnah.
Okay, so let's review that Mishnah then. The beginning of the Perek, it's on Yud Gimel Amud Beis though. The second Perek of Nedarim begins, Elu Mutarim. The following are examples of Nedarim that don't work, that it will, the object, the bread that he's trying to make a neder on, will still be mutar. So what are they? The Mishnah says, Chulin Sho'chelecha. If you say that this bread should be chulin, it should be chulin, and therefore edible, you could eat it, that will be mutter. Because he say he declares that it's chulin. There's nothing else about chulin. If he says kibasa chazer, if he says this is like a pig, it's going to be mutter also, because as we'll look at everything in the Ran, but as we've been saying, that if you're going to do hatfas, you're trying to make this bread usser through hatfas from something else, that other object must be usser through a nether, not through something usser. Pig is not usser because I made a nether. Pig is usser because the Torah says it's usser. In a similar way, the Mishnah says, if you say kavodas kochavim, like avodah zara is not usser because I made a nether. It's avodah zara because I declared avodah zara because I worshipped it. And ka'oros levuvin, certain leathers of types of donkeys, I think we'll see the rhyme what that is exactly. It's also some level of avodah zara. Kinevelos, utrefos, Shkatsim, Ramasim, Kichalas Aaron, Chumasa, Mutter. All those examples are Mutter. So let's read through the Ran why these are all Mutter. So the Ran says, the first Ran in the Perek, Elu Mutarin, I did the Tan of a Perekama, since the first Perek in the Dharm was to Asurin, Pasik Hacha Beilu Mutarin. The first Perek spoke about what is Asur, now the second Perek is going to talk about what's Mutter. So he goes one by one. Chulin Sho'chelcha, if you say that this is Chulin, that I'm going to eat it as chulin, that's mutter. The Gemara Mefarish Lema Yitzvah, the Gemara is going to say why this is necessary. We already learned this in the previous, in a Mishnah earlier in the Perek, in the previous Perek. Then the Ran says, Kibasar Chazer Kavodas Chachavim, if you say that this bread is like pig, if this bread is like Kavodas Zara, it's actually mutter. Kol Mini Asurin Katani, we are listing a whole list of things that are Asur to eat, or whatever level Isur there is. Asurin Bachila Kibasar Chazer, or it's Asurin Bahana Kavodas Chachavim, all these things are Asur. Vasurin bahana, she'en lahem batela, koros levuvin, or something that's asur bahana, that even if I try to be mevatel, it won't work. What's oros levuvin? That's the example, that's, bitl doesn't work. Shahayu takrovas lavodas kochavim, they would take this skin, this hide, and offer it as a carbon to the vodas kochavim. What would they do this? Shahayu nokvin ha'or kineged ha'lev, they'd cut out a piece of skin corresponding to where the heart is. Vayu motzin oso, they would take out the skin, shikeshayuchai, I think the skin they're talking about, right, still? The heart?
Right. I think from, from what I learned is that they used to take the heart from an animal life and put it out through the heart.
Okay.
And like the movies.
Yeah, exactly.
Indiana Jones.
I think so. I mean, it doesn't seem from Ran, but from what we...
Okay. So he carved out a hole and pulled out the heart while the animal is still alive. And this is chamir me'avodas chacham. This is more stringent than avodah zara itself. The need avodah chacham is like batela, because if I have an idol that someone worshipped, you can mevatel and make it into nothing. But takroas avodah chacham, something that was offered to the idol, ainlam batela, that you can never undo. So this is something that's asur as well. The tani nami, the Ran continues, we also teach she'asurin v'achila u'bevad, something that's only asur in eating, v'yesh batuma kinevelos, and that has tuma, nevela one cannot eat, but it also has tuma to it. We also list certain things that have a high level tuma, that even though the shkatz and ramasim, the different insects, are very, very small, that as long as it's the size of a lentil, that's enough to be metame. These are all list of things that are again are asur. And then the Ran continues to explain this already. We saw, kechalas aron v'chumaso, the chala that the person's mafresh chala, or the chuma that the farmer gives to the kohen. Even though when you say this is chuma or this is chala, it creates an iser to non-kohanim, it's not called davar hanidur. It's not called something that a person takes a neder on, like we saw a couple days ago. Even though it's aser to me, but muta tokarin, that's not called because of a neder that the farmer took. Perish, he didn't articulate this. The reason why it's asur to an ankohen is not because of a nether, it's because that's the nature of the issur that the Torah tells me. The time of the kul, so this is the punchline. What's the reason why all those we just listed, even though they're all asur, pig is asur, vodah zara is asur, all these things are asur, but I'm trying to matfis from that onto a piece of bread, it won't be chal the nether. Why? De'ein matfisin ben mishum de'beinan shi'atfis b'davar nidar v'lo b'davar ha'asur, like we've been saying. At this point we should know this klal, that hatfasa only works when you're trying to pull the iser from something that only came about being usr through nether in the first place. Something that's already existing as an iser because the Torah says usr, like pig and avodah zarah, that is not considered davar nidor, and hatfasa will not work. Okay. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ha'omer le'ishto harei at alai ki'ima. Person says to his wife, you're usher to me, just like my mother's usher to me. Isser erva. The loch is, poschin lo pesach mimokam acher, shal yaka rosho lekach. We force him to find a pesach, some exit strategy, so to undo the nether. We don't say, oh, the nether's not chal. Because one would think maybe the nether shouldn't be chal, because a mother's usher, not because of a davar nidor, it's usher because the Torah says usher. So one would think that it should be usher across the board, it should be mutter. The Mishnah telling us, we'll get to why, that you have to find a Pesach, you have to find some exit strategy within what he said as a way out from a makam acher.
That's on the same scale, meaning his ima is iso to begin with.
Exactly. So, okay. He says that's the Gemara is going to address that point. Okay, so if you look at the Ran here, you see the Ran. Let's go to 4 Y lines down towards the end of the line. Ha'omer liyishto v'chule. Ha'idinaket harei at alai kima. That which he chose, the Mishnah chose this case of you are also to me like my mother's also to me. Who are the nami b'matvis b'shar isur hana kavod shachavim v'arla v'klei karm. The same thing would apply by any other isur, like avodah zarah. There's an isur hana that won't be chal. Brisa nami. There's also brisa that tanya b'gemara harei at alai kibasa ima kibasa achosi lo kiklei karm. So we also, the Bryce actually has more of an extensive list of things that the same thing will apply to other Yisurim as well. Ella, hi the Nukat Gema, so why do they choose this example of the mother? Chada, number one is Dispe Tarta Ashmin. There's one of two things that we're learning. Chada, the Alphagav, the Matvis Bedavar Aser, Bama Arts, Midir Banan Tsarech Pesach. The first thing we're learning that even though normally when your person makes a nether and a Davar Aser, like the mother, normally you require nothing. But here, when dealing with an Am Haaretz, we make him midrabanan require Pesach. It's a special gezeir midrabanan by the mother, by a relation with the wife, rather, that we require Pesach. And the reason is because we don't want him to start being lenient with nedarim between his wife, so we therefore are more difficult with him to undo that nether. Mikar din the nether zachal al. It's no different than what you asked, David, all the other questions of a bas chazir and avodah shechavim. But since it has to do with husband and wife, we require a Pesach. We learn a second thing that has to be from somewhere else. Aval, we mean something else. Aval ain poschin lo b'chavod imo. You can't have an exit strategy within what he said. Klomar, ilu poschin b'chavod imo. Klomar, ilu isu yodesh lo yehe kavod lo imach b'kach lo isu noda. Had I realized that it wouldn't have been covered for me to say this by my mother, then I wouldn't have said it. We don't give a Pesach from the actual statement he said. We have to look from some outside source to find the Pesach for him.
So such thing that will work.
The nether will not work with the Raisa, but Midoran we make him find the Pesach just to realize that you can't make Nidoran like that. It's not easy for you. If you want to be mutter to your wife, find a good Pesach.
So Midoran it will work.
Well, it doesn't work, but we require Pesach. I guess it somewhat does work, but
he says that it's because the concern that he's next time he's going to say it with something that it's Davar Anidar, and right. He's going to.
And it will be it will be chal.
And he thinks that the other one didn't chal, and he doesn't know the difference. And he's
right. Uh huh. Okay. Fine. Right. So let's go to the Ran, continuing towards the bottom of the same Ran. Though it says Vadafka b'Madir, 4 lines up from the bottom. Mm-hmm. This whole discussion is Dafka b'Madir Ishto u'Matzis b'Davar Aser Tach Pesach. Only when it's between a husband and wife, and it's something he's matzis on a davar iser. Apparently it was normal to make his wife aser. He was upset about something.
The credit card.
And they permit him back to his wife without any Pesach. Kimatis b'davar aser. Us the Mishrei, nami afil matis b'davar nida. Like what you were saying, Ricky, that it's going to permit him even if he takes an. If you make a hatfas on davar nidor, he'll think, "Oh, that's also not going to be chal either." He won't know there's a difference. Other people between each other, since the dharma are not a common thing, don't require shela. Only by husband and wife they required a shela. But other people making the dharma, since that wasn't common, there was no concern of other things really happening. Okay, the Gemara now says in the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Taima d'amar chulin she'ochelcha. The Mishnah says that if you say chulin she'ochelcha, that this bread should be chulin she'ochelcha, that I'm going to eat it, it's mutter, because I'm declaring that this bread is chulin. There's nothing aser about that. Ha, but this implies, Amar, if you do say lachulin she'ochelcha, you add the lamer in the beginning, it's al mashma lo lachulin heve. This should be not chulin. It should be non chulin. It should be aser for me to eat.
We just learned it.
Right, the one I wanted to ask at. Right. Lo lechulin leve ela carbon. It should be a carbon, not chulin, and that would be chal. That's the implication. So, Mani Masisin, who authored this Mishnah? Well, Rabbi Meir, if it's Rabbi Meir who authored this Mishnah, it can't be Rabbi Meir because we already learned from him a number of times. Ha'les le michla lava tashemehin. He does not hold of, you cannot make inferences from a statement. If you say lechulin, you can't say, oh, but it implies that it's a carbon. It doesn't work. So, Rabbi Meir could not have authored our Mishnah. It must be Ella, Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that you can make these inferences. If you say lachulin, it means Ella carbon. But then Ricky's question, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, Hainu Reisha, we learned this in the previous parak, why repeat the same halacha? So the Mishnah, the Gemara answers is, I did the katani kibasa chazer kavodas chachavim, lachi katani chulun. Since we had a whole list of things that in the nether won't be chal, they threw chulun back in the mix of things. That chulun also is an example of something that is mutter, that the nether won't be chal if we say just chulun. Okay, just a technical reason, a way of presenting the Mishnahs. Ravina Amar Halchi Katani. Now, the way to read the Mishnah is as follows. Ve'ilu mutarn kachulun. And I put a colon there. The following is mutar, just like chulun is mutar, like from the previous parak. We're not repeating the halacha. We're saying what we said in the previous parak, chulun is mutar. We're going to add a whole other list of things like that. What are those? Kibasa chazar, kavod
eschavim,
v'chule.
So he takes out shochalecha.
Exactly. I think so. Now, the Gemara says, well, was that really needed? Did you have to say everything's like chulin? It is. Because the ilo tani chulin, if you didn't have that opening remark of everything in the following is going to be like chulin, I would have thought, by she'ela. I would have thought they require she'ela. If you say that this bread is chulin, no one would ever think there's a nether tchal in that. So it doesn't require she'ela. You don't have to ask a chacham to undo the nether. But if it didn't say nechalun chulun in this Mishnah, I would have thought if I say the kibasa chazer, or if I say this like kavod eschachavim, even though it's not davar hanidur, it's still something asur, you might think you require she'ela from a chacham to undo this. Kamash milan, we teach the word chulun, this all like chulun, just like chulun does not require a she'ela, nothing's chal at all. So if you say that this bread is asur like chazer, this bread like asur like avodah zarah, nothing's chal at all, and there's no need for a she'ela. That's why we introduced this Mishnah, like, the following is like chulin. There's no need for a she'ela. So ask Gemara, wait a second, mi'ika la'suke al-dai tahachi? Would anyone ever have thought that if you said basa chazer, if you said, like, over this kochavim, it would require a she'ela? From the fact that the Seifa says, ha'me dikasani Seifa, ha'omer li'isha re'at olaikima posmo pesach mekam acher. That only by the Seifa, where you say that to his wife, that you're also to me like my mother, only then do you require a psicha, do you require a she'ela. Mechal, that implies, the Reisha, with the Chazir and with the Chavim, lo by she'ela, does not require she'ela. So this goes against Ravina's suggestion, El Mechav v'sachulun mimela nisva. So we're going back to the first answer, that no, chulun was just on the list, since we're talking about other examples of Nadarm that are nachal, we threw chulun into the mix as well. But not, it was not like the way Ravina suggested. It's really the first approach that we had suggested. Okay, some technical things about how this Mishnah works. Okay, we're good? Fine. There's the Gemara. Now, Menahani Mile, how do I know that these words are true? What's the source that a person has to be matvis on a davar nidr for the neder to be chal? But if a person is matvis on a davar ha'asr, like basar chazer, nevodet chachavim, then the nether will not be chal. What's the source for this? Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Ish ki yidor neder l'ashem. What's the double lashon yidor neder? Ash yidor bidavar hanidor. You have to take a nether on something else that already was once bitaras nether. So that's the source. You require davar hanidor. Asks Gemara Ihachi, Afiu bidavar ha iser nami, dhoksiv lesser iser al nafsho. The pasuk says also, oh, Isar, Isar. That's the pasuk says, right? That last week's parsha. No, this is actually the end of Masa. I'm sorry, end of Matas Maser. It says, Ish ki yidor neder l'ashem, oh, hi shavashua le'esor Isar al nafsho. So le'esor Isar should be, the neder should also be chal when I use a davar ha'asr as hatvasa. It's part of the same pasuk. So Gemara says, no. You can't make that drasha from the words less or iser, because less or iser is mibarle lechidatan. It's needed for another drasha. the drash of Ezu Isser Hamur B'Toru Chulei. So the Gemara doesn't present the whole brisa here. So what was this whole brisa here? This is talking about, we saw this earlier though. What was it, drasha here? Sorry. Ah, hello. That person's at home. A homer alai that harei alai shelo ocha basar l'shlo esha yain kiyom shemes ba'aviv. So he says any of those languages, even though he's matvis on the davar ha'aser, the nether's chal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what do you have there?
Mishe matfis et nidro beneder ha'asur lekach, kekon shamar azeh alai korban, hu chashuv noder bedavar ha'nadur, ela af mishe matfis al nidro beneder she'eino asur, ela lo levado, kekon shenadar she'ye basar zu asur alaf be'achila, v'chazev amar al basar acher she'ye kamoto shel rishon she'nidro chal. But that doesn't make any sense because most of the nedarim are on himself, right?
Yeah.
So let's
see this ran here. You see the ran, the first wire line down? Mitbay l'chadatani ezu iser. The words lesser iser cannot be used to tell me that hatfasa works on davar ha'aser. The first wide line down in the round, okay. The end of the line. So the word lesser iser cannot be used to teach me that if I do hatfasa on davar ha'aser, it's going to work. Lesser iser is coming to teach me another halacha. That's the brisa the Gemara alludes to, but it doesn't give us the full picture. So the round now says, mitboy lechadatani ezu iser v'chulei. Lashmin and to teach us the afagav the tali nidro benidro, shelo neser elalo levado. A person's nether is only on with respect to him.
So
that the day that his father died, the nether is chal. Dilav haikra, had we not had this pasuk, have a mina, I would have thought ki either nether achidor b'davrashu another legamre shenasim mikol mach was also nether. I would have thought the nether only works if it's going to be usher to every single person. Kamashmalal and kra the lesser iser. We learn from the lesser iser that no, the nether is chal, even if it's only affect the person himself. It's a very narrow iser. That's enough to be chal. So lesser iser is not coming to tell me that how a tfas works. It's coming to define and qualify what nadarm are effective, which nadarm are not effective. That's what we learn from this.
So either nether will be something that through the nether is asur to everybody.
Correct.
Lesser iser is something that would just be asur, another would asur to him.
Right, yeah, I think that also, it's even though the nether is only asur to him, that's not for the nether b'chal.
Right.
Okay. So back to the top of the Gemara. The Gemara says, so again, so that's the source that you have to, the nether is only works when you do a tfasa on davar nidra, lindor nether halashem, the pasuk says. The Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, "Homer liishta hare at alai kima." So the Mishnah said, if a person says to his wife that you are usher to me just like my mother is usher to me, we require to find the Pesach, you need to find some exit strategy that's within that statement. So the Gemara explained to Ruminhu, the Brisa questions from the Brisa, which is otherwise, hare at alai kibasar, ima, kibasar chosi, ka'arla k'klai karam. If you say to your wife, you're usher to me like my mother, you're asked to me like my sister, you're asked to me like Arlo, the first 3 years of fruit, you're asked to me like Kilei Karim, which is where grapes are being grafted with other fruits. All those, it's not affected, lo amar klum. So why does our Mishnah require poskim lo Pesach, but this price is that nothing is chal at all, there's no need for anything. What's the difference when you say harei alai ki'ima? So Bai explains, Amar Bai, lo amar klum midiraisa. On the deraisa level, when you say that to his wife, you're like my mother and aser, that doesn't work on a deraisa level, because you need a davar hanidar, and a mother's a davar ha'aser. But our Mishnah is talking about v'tzarach shela midirbanan. Our Mishnah said, but midirbanan, still nonetheless, they require a shela.
Maybe they mean something else. Here it says, kibsarima. Psarima is only one meaning, but areal azwa ki'ima. Maybe like my mother cook.
I hear the Gemara didn't say it, so it's hard for us to say that.
Because this is clear brisa.
So that's the first suggestion. The first suggestion is Midrash said nothing's chal, Midrabanan, they required a sheila. Rava says, Rava Amar ha-tam-chachem ha-am-ha-aretz. One tam-chachem, one's am-ha-aretz. As we see, v'hatanya, now oftentimes v'hatanya is a question. When you see a new statement beginning with the letter vav, oftentimes it means it's a question. V'hatanya. But the number of times v'hatanya is a benichusa, is a support. And I believe that in Nedarim, many times v'hatanya in Nedarim is particularly benichusa. It's unique in Nedarim that more of them are like in a dechusa. V'hatanya, the Braisa tells us to support this idea, ha-noder b'Torah lo amar klum. A person who's noder in the Torah, we'll see what that means in a second, it's ineffective. But still, even though it's not a good neder, tzarech sheila chacham. He still requires a sheila chacham.
Why it's not effective?
We'll explain in a second. Even though it doesn't work, Sir Rabbi Yochanan says you require sheila on a derban level, and Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Nachman says the tanu chacham ain't tzarech sheila. So we see this is an instance. We'll explain what this means in a second. But this is an instance where there's a need for a sheila on a derban level, but only for nam aretz, not for tanu chacham. So, to above, when a person says to his wife, you're also to be like my mother, Tamil Chacham does not require anything, that's the Braisa, but Amaretz does require Shela, and that's our Misha, who requires it, which does require Shela. So let's explain what's going on here for a second. should we do this around here? Hold on.
Let's continue.
So in the meantime, we're still a question.
No, this is all a...
This is a question on Rava, or no?
No, this is a support. V'hatanya is as a support for him. It's supposed to prove to him.
V'hatanya hanot... Okay, hanot deba Torah lo amar klum. Rav Yochanan...
Tzarech shel al chacham? Like before. It's Amaretz and Talmid Chacham.
Okay.
So the idea of the Torah, let's explain what this means now. So Rav doesn't explain here, but in the next page he does... So that's the top of Yudalim and Beis repeats this brisa or similar to the brisa, and it's going to explain everything. The Gemara says on the top, Tanya, Hanoder b'Torah lo amar klum. A person makes a neder in a Torah, it does not work. But if he makes a neder b'mashikasev ba dvarav kayamim, if he says that which is written within it, then it's kayam. So if you look around to the side here, hold on, sorry, I'm just looking back for a second. Okay. He says, Hanoder b'Torah, what does that mean? Klomer, Shenishba b'Torah, not a nether, but a shvua. Dekar leitana l'nishba nether, k'dechtiv na'le'el. We have a number of places where they interchange the words nether and shvua. It really means a shvua. The lach is, when you take a shvua, there's something called a nikitas chefet. You're supposed to hold on to a davar mitzvah. When you take a shvua midrash, you have to hold on to a sefer Torah. Tefillin, some davar mitzvah. So he says he's making a shvuah, but here he's saying I took a shvuah on the sefer Torah. That's the chefza. Umayri shahayisa Torah munechas lefanav. The Torah was in front of him on the table. He wasn't holding it. Va'amar bezu haTorah shlo esa o sheasa davar ploni lamarklum the daita agvilin kedamina besamach. The Torah is in front of him. He says I'm making a shvuah on this Torah that I will not eat bread. So, since it's in front of him, the Torah, Gemara, Ron explains based on the Gemara, that his intentions are on the Gevilim, on the this area, the empty space, the klaf. And the klaf, it's not good enough. It has to be on the osios, and the klaf, it's not going to be effective. Just accept it for now. So, back to the Braisa now. So let's go back to the previous page for a second. So, the Braisa said a person makes a neder on a Torah, or shivun on a Torah, it doesn't work, because his das is on the klaf, not on the letters. But Rabbi Yochanan still said, if an Am Aretz does this, he requires a She'ela. And Rabbi Nachum said that's only an Am Aretz, but a Tanu Chacham doesn't require one. So we see there's a difference between a Tanu Chacham and an Am Aretz on a Dirban level, just like our Mishnah. A Mishnah where it required a Pesach when a person said to his wife, you're also to my mother, like my mother rather, that's an Am Aretz speaking. The Brisa, which didn't require anything, that was a Tanu Chacham, since there was no nether that was Chal on that, you don't require any She'ela. Now, continuing with the Gemara in Yudalim Beis, though, so the Braisa says on the top, Tanya Hanoder b'Torah lo amar klum. If you say that making a shvuah on the neder in front of me, it doesn't work because your das is on the klaf. But if you write, if you say b'masha kaseba, but I'm taking a shvuah on that which is written inside the Sefer Torah, then dvarav kayamim because he's referring to the letters inside the Sefer Torah, and that will work to make the shvuah bichal. If he says ba uvmashikasa, if I'm making a shvu on the actual Sefer Torah and that which is written within it, then Dvar Karam also, that also is going to be effective since he included also the osios, it will be chal. So Gemara says, Katani b'ma shikasa ba, Dvar Karamim. B'ma ba uvmashikasa ba tzarach lemeimar. This is a very strange thing. If I say, making shvua based on that which is written in this Sefer Torah, it works. So certainly if I say the Sefer Torah and that which is written within it, it's going to certainly work. What's the need? It's unnecessary. So the Gemara explains, Amar Rav Nachman lo kasha, ha-demachna raisa ara ha-denaka le biyode. One's where it's placed in front of him on the ground, and one where the Torah is being held in his hand. If it's machta ara, if it's placed down in front of him, daita agvil, his das is only in the kalaf. And therefore, he has to say only that which is written within it. If he's holding on to it, his das is on the askaras, the Shemos Hashem, that are written in the Sefer Torah.
So, what is he saying? He's saying what's the case? The first case or the second case? He says ba or mashekatuba or mashekatuba.
Okay, let's look at the Ran. Ran's going to explain all this. You see the Ran had the machta araisa alara had the nakale biyade.
Yeah,
one case is written, it's around 10 lines down in the run. They're bold. One case is where he's holding the Tevah Torah, one case is where the Tevah Torah is on the ground. Reisha, that know the Torah, a person makes a Shavu on a Torah, lo amar klum denaka le biyade. Doesn't say anything, it's talking about he's holding on to it. Vafilu hachi, even though he's holding on to it, lo amar klum, it's not effective. Demai b'Torah, the kamar b'gvilin shayaksuva. He's referring to the klaf. Aval, if he says b'mashikah sabah, then the dvar of kayamim, the daita askaros shabah, then his das is on the shemos Hashem that I mentioned, v'rehu nishba b'shem. So to explain what's going on here, we already saw this in the beginning of the Ran, that if a person wants to make a shua, the shua only works if you say it one of those shemos of Hashem. One of the big names, one of the kinuim, yudke vavke, shem adnus, elokim, you have to say a shemos of Hashem. But let's say you don't say it, but you say you refer to them. You refer to the askaros that are in the Sefer Torah. That's going to be effective. So if he's holding on to it, if he just says stam, I'm holding on to this Sefer Torah, it doesn't work because his stam das is on the klaf. If he says that which is written within it, then that's clear his das is on the Shemos Hashem. Aval Sefer, the Ran continues, but the Sefer is talking about a case of a demenachta arisa alara askin. We're talking about the Sefer Torah is lying down on the ground. If he said that which is written within it alone, that will not work. It's only came the machta arad. I mean, the daita agvil, the hachikamar b'mashkas ba hadora tainu agvilim. Aval ki amar ba uvimashkas ba mahani the came the amar ba kvar hiskir agvilim v'chi amar b'mashkas ba al karcha daita as kar shabah. So when the Sefer Torah is out of his hand, it's on the table on the floor. So he's not. It's not so close to him. We said that which is written within it. He's probably referring to the klap. Only when he says ba uvimashkas ba.
The Ran says, even if you mention Mashkatuba, but it's on the table, it doesn't work.
Exactly. It has a straight.
You refer to the klaf.
Right.
It says Mashkatuba.
Correct. You have to figure out how that works exactly. Why, if he says that which is written within it, so why is he not referring to the words? Isn't that clear what he's referring to? I agree. It is problematic.
One second. So, if he says if he says ba, there is nothing. If he says ba meshikatuv ba, if he's holding it is good,
mm-hmm.
And if he's not holding it is not good.
That's what the Ran says.
Yeah.
And then when he's not holding it, the only thing that would help is if he says ba uve meshikatuv ba.
Correct.
Okay.
The svara b'mashikasuv ba could be, I guess, interpreted different ways. With what it's written.
Right. Meaning that he's referring. What the object in which the letters are written on.
Right.
Which is the gvil.
Right. So if he's holding on to it, it's closer to him, so we're going to interpret it referring to the Askaros Hashem.
Right.
If he's not holding on to it, so we're going to interpret it, he's probably not referring to the Shemos Hashem.
To the parchment.
The Rosh is the same, I just saw the Rosh is the same thing as the Ran here. And the Tosfos is the same thing also. I agree, it does require a little bit more, I think, for us to understand it fully. Okay. Mora now makes another suggestion here. Ibai Zema, So again, we have a steer here, whether or not when you say b'mashre kasev ba, will that be enough, or you have to say ba uv'mashre kasev ba. So the second suggestion the Gemara is ibayis ema the machta alara v'hakumashma, and the avgav the machta alara came and amar b'mashre kasev ba mahani v'zu ein vein tzarach lomar zu katani. We're talking about a case where it's lying down on the ground, and this teaches us even though it's lying on the ground, since you say b'mashre kasev ba, it works. And this vein tzarach lomar zu. No. Even in the case where you're not holding on to the Sefer Torah, and you just say b'mashe kasaba, that's enough. We're going to interpret to mean referring to the Azkar Hashem. It works, even though it's not in my hand anymore. So then why did it come out into cases of b'mashe kasaba? That's completely unnecessary. And to the Gemara, Einach Nami, you're right. We have a number of places. If you look at Masoret Hashas, he quotes Irvin. What?
A good old answer.
Yeah, yeah, it wasn't necessary, but we wrote it anyways. Right. She had to figure out just in terms of style why that's the case, because most times the Mishnah says there are no extra words in the Mishnah. Each extra word teaches something else. When you kind of get it as a checkmate, we resort to this answer of, okay, it was unnecessary, you're right. So it does require some explanation. I think some Achronim do try to explain what this concept means, zu ein tzarach lomar zu, even though it goes against the general understanding the Mishnah is meant to be very terse and no extra words. This is a concept that has some explanation. I don't know what the explanation is, though.
I see this very often.
Not very often. It does come up, though. Let's see if anything is suggested.
Or you see it more often in Brisa. Is that what it is? And here, this was a Brisa or this was a Mishnah?
This is a Brisa. That's an interesting point made by a Brisa. It just says, well, the bottom here, just, this is a, it doesn't say, you say, that's a Brisa there? Right, but is that the explanation of why we invoke?
No.
Here in the footnote it says, this is a derech of a tanaim to do in many places in Shas.
Here also it says the same thing.
It says his brises occasionally follow the style. It doesn't say...
A Mishnah.
Right. It seems that it's harder on a Mishnah.
Be interesting to know. Pay attention, I guess. I think there's a Mishnah Horios that does use it. They explain a Mishnah Horios there. But it could be made very limited when it comes to some Mishnahs. Maybe it's more by Brises, which would make sense. Something to keep out for. Look out for. Okay. The Gemara says now, Ibai Sema, another answer is that Kula Mitziyasa Nami Dinakit La Biade. The word Mitziyasa is extra there, maybe? Yeah, the word Mitziyasa. Kula Nami, the whole case is talking about holding on to the Sefer Torah. V'hokamashman came in the Nakale Biade. Since he's holding, even though he's holding on to it, Avagav Dulamar Elaba Kiman Damar Bimash Kasaba Damit. So what it's telling us is that really he's holding on to the Sefer Torah. And if he says Ba alone, it's as if he said Bimash Kasaba. That's enough. So if you look at the Ran, the Ran is where six, the last medium wide line down. Halchi Gar Sinan.
Last medium.
Wide line down. It says Hachi Garsinan. Vibay Sema Sefa Hakamashman Dikhaven Denakale Biyade, since he's holding on to in his hand. Afagab Dilo Amar Ela Ba, he only says Ba it Kiman Amar Bimashikasa Badam. It's as if he's saying that which is written within it.
You would think so.
Vahipusha, the way he explained it is as follows. The Resha the Katani Hano the Batara Lomarklum Mashikasa Ba Devarv Kayamim. Bidimach Alara. The first case where the Sefer Torah is on the floor. If he says it doesn't work. If he says b'mash kasa ba, it does work. U'mishim hachi kamer ba lo mahani. When you say it doesn't work, ad the kamer b'mash kasa ba. Aval say for the end, it's b'denakel lebiyade. Askin, he's holding on to it. U'mishim hachi katani dechem denakel lebiyade. Since he's holding on to it, avagav de lo amar ela ba. Even though he says ba it kiman damar b'mash kasa ba dami. It's as if he said b'mash kasa ba. Now, hey, read that into the Mishnah. I'm not sure. In the Brayse, I'm not sure. I'm not sure how that fits into the Brisa. Our Brisa never suggested that at all. I guess the way you read it is...
It said that if he's holding it, so if it says ba, it's good enough.
They say ba uvima. If you say both of them. So I guess the way we're interpreting it is uba is ki'ilu amar bima. That's how you have to reread the Brisa. Okay, if you go back to that Ran, one line down from where we were, he quotes arrive as a different shot to this Gemara. Four wide lines down in the Ran. Aval harayvit zal, pirish, dechi katani noder, know their mamish. We interpreted it before, but the word know there meant shvua. The rabbi has a whole different perspective. The rabbi says know there here means actually taking a nether. Know their mamish kamar. Shomer kikar ze alai b'torah. This nether is a, this kikar is on me, is a nether on me. V'lo amar klum, l'fish ein ze matis el b'gvilim. When you do a tfas on to the Sefer Torah, that's being matvis on the gvilim. Aval amar b'mash kasabah, klumar kikar ze alai b'mash kasabah, harei ze aser, ki matvis b'davar nidar mishim d'dayta askaros. So what we're saying here, the rabbi is being mechadish here, that the askaros, the shemos of Hashem, are considered davar nidur, and the klaf is not considered davar nidur. So that, how is it true? How is the shemos of Hashem considered davar nidur? So the rabbi goes on to explain here, Vaskaros Sheba Nidonim, they are Nidorim rather, Hain, Shayideak Siva Vachana Lashem Kudusha Haim Kudushos. By the sofer writing the name, he's being made, and he is, it's in essence being made into a nether. That's what the rabbi is Mechadish here. And Hevi Raya, the rabbi quotes, there's a Raya that the rabbi brought from the Yushalmi, the Garcina Hasan, the Yushalmi says, Betorah lo Amar Klum, the Mashkas Badavar Kayabim, fine, the same Raisa. The Torah, the Kedushas Torah, the Kedush of the Torah, the Mashkasba, the Karbanos Haksuvim Ba.
It makes sense, and I think what he says is, because there's another question. Because according to the art world, he's saying another Batorah, he's actually making a Shua. He's saying. Bezot Torah sheesekach vekach. That's not another. That's a Shua.
Correct.
And it makes sense because the whole Masechet is not dealing with Shavuos, it's dealing with Nedarim. So I think one of the things coming with this is also because we should be talking about it. If it brings his brides, it should be on a Nedar and on a Shua. The whole Shua is out of place here a little bit.
I hear, but we do have some time back and forth, but I hear that.
Maybe I'm wrong.
So this Yushalmi is fascinating. The Yushalmi says when you take a Nedar on that which is with it, written within it, it's referring to the Karbanos that are
in the Torah,
the Parshas Pinchas. That's what it sounds, at least the face value. And Karbanos are Davar HaNidur. So that's why the Neder works. It's not going on Shemos Hashem, referring to the Karbanos. But even though it says Karbanos in the Yushalmi, the Ravid seems to be understanding the Karbanos, not referring to Karbanos. He continues to explain here. Beneath the Yushalmi, Amar Karbanos, even though the Yushalmi refers to Karbanos, Uv Gemar Dilan, Amin and Behaskaros, our Gemara is referring to the Bavli, is referring to the Shemos Hashem. It's clear from the Yushalmi is referring to Hatfasa. Okay. Inami, another suggestion is the Aminan Bedaita Haskara Shabbat al Komash Nitvas Ba Kamar Dainu Karbanos Vaklisharis. Maybe even when the Torah, the Argumar says Haskaros, it also refers to Nether. It's not referring to Haskaros of Shemos Hashem. It refers to the Karbanos and Klisharis, other things that are mentioned that are Davar HaNidur in there. So, again, the first shot of the Ran here is Neder means Shvuah. You're making Shvuah on the Shemos Hashem that are listed in the Gemara. Because the Gemara says Askaros, and typically Askaros means Shemos Hashem. But then the Ran kind of backtracks, quotes the Ran, that maybe it really refers to a Neder. And what's the Neder you're referring to? Like Yushalmi says, you're being Neder based on the Karbanos that are mentioned in the Torah. And then the Ran says, maybe our Gemara could also be consistent with that. When it says Askaros here, it doesn't mean Askaros of Hashem, it means Askaros of Karbanos, and our Gemara may be also referring to an actual Neder. Now, what's interesting is the Rambam here, the Rambam quotes the Rambam at the end here. The Rambam says, Hevi din zeh benishpa v'noder. He says, both are true. If you take a shvuah or a nether, it's both going to be the halachas are going to apply. Shesover harabzal, the shmaisen benishpa askinam. Our Bavli is referring to shvuah, midarminen daita askar shabbat. And the Yushalmi askinam b'matis b'nether, ushem emes. They're both true. There's no steer between the Bavli and the Yushalmi. They're both true, just two different scenarios. So therefore, the Rambam brings down both l'halacha. Fascinating. Okay. Let's do this mission now. The Mishnah says, Konim Shani Yashin, I'm making a nether that, Konim is one of the Lashon of Kinuim, we said, right? Konim that I will sleep, Shani Medaber that I will speak, Shani Mahalich that I will walk, Haomer Lisha, Konim Shani Meshamshecha, Hareze Belo Yachel Divaro. So he says to his wife, that I will not have Tashmish, or I will not serve you, one of those two languages, and that will be Chal. Those languages is a good nether, and if he violates them, he's going to violate Isser Baal Yachel Divaro.
But here is an Indian of Isser of what?
What do you mean?
Isur to begin with, and Eder won't Chal on something that is in Isur.
So remember, there are two types of Nedarim. The Ran told us in the beginning. You could either do a Hatfasa. This object is also to be like a carbon, and it will only work if it's Dabar HaNidarim. Another Neder works...
If he says Kavodat Kuchavim, doesn't work.
Correct.
It is not.
Correct. But that's all only if you take the track of a Hatfasa track. I could also take another track of a pure nether track, not being matzvus from anything. I'm just saying, this is usher to me. So if I say, hareze alai nether, or hareze alai konim, this usher to me, that will work also, even though you're not doing hatfasa.
So in a direct language, it will work even this nisr to begin with?
No, it's to begin with at all, nothing usher. He just says, this is he's creating an isr.
He's creating an issue from something that's already
in Israel. No, it's from something here. He just states, this is Aser.
Konam shanim shemshech, meaning this is a mitzvah, or mitzvah tashmish, or whatever, and onata bizmana.
Now forget tashmish for a second. He just says that I'm saying sleeping is, I cannot sleep. It's Aser for me to sleep. He doesn't say it's Aser to me like a pig, it's Aser to me like a carbon. It's Aser for me to sleep.
Is it possible?
What Gemara is going to get into is a really possible person can't live without sleeping.
Yeah.
But the Isser exists though. It's Chal. Now he might violate the Isser when he falls asleep, but that Isser is Chal. But he's not trying to be Machtas from anything else. Only when you're doing Hatfasa, if you're taking that track of making Nether, then it has to come from a Davar Nidr, not a Davar Isser. If I'm saying that these glass are Usser to me, without doing Hatfasa, then it works. Okay. So the Gemara, should we begin the Gemara here? Let's see. I think we could start off a little bit. Is it? Yeah.
No.
Okay, it's compared to Ellen's. It's longer. That's true. Let's start a little bit. See where we go.
Till
Tanan. Okay. So the Gemara begins. Itmar quotes a statement. Konim einai bishena hayom im ayashen lemachar. Okay. Konim my eyes will be usher with sleep today if I sleep tomorrow. So he could sleep today and he'll be fine as long as he stays up tomorrow. Or he could stay up today and sleep tomorrow because there'll be no sleep at Asr. Only if he sleeps today and then he sleeps again tomorrow, tomorrow's sleeping will make what he slept yesterday Asr. So he would have retroactively violated the Isr. Okay, so that's the statement he makes. Okay, so what's the halacha? So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Al Yashin Hayom, don't sleep today, Shema Yashin Lamachar. Don't sleep today. Because if you don't sleep today, then you're good, you're clear. You're in the clear. Nothing can ever happen anymore. But if you do sleep today, and you say, I'll stay up tomorrow. Let's say you doze off for a moment tomorrow, then you're done. You violate an Isser today for sleeping. So don't sleep today. Rav Nachman Amar Yashin Hayom, sleep today, V'lo Yachashin Shema Yashin Lamachar. We're not concerned that you might sleep tomorrow. Sleep today, and you'll stay up all day tomorrow. Umod Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda agrees. Ba'omer konim einai b'shena lamachar im ayashin hayom. He agrees. Let's say you make a statement that the sleep tomorrow will be usher if I sleep today. So he says ayashin hayom. You should sleep today. Ki lo mazdar b'tanai v'be'isur mazdar. Because a person's not so careful when it comes to the Tanai, but he's more careful about the Isser. So in the first scenario, where the Isser was on today's sleep, it was just totally what's going to happen tomorrow. Tomorrow's the Tanai. The person's not so careful about it. It's just the Tanai. He won't take it so seriously. It's going to affect what he did the other day. That's not going to be so severe in his eyes. But if the Tanai is today, and that's going to reflect what's going to be tomorrow's sleep, the Isser's tomorrow, tomorrow's the Nether, what's going to be also for him, then a person will be more careful not to sleep tomorrow. See the difference there?
Yeah.
No.
because on the first one, he can be kalbe rosho because he actually says konam b'shena yom, you already slept. Okay, I already slept. That's it.
And tomorrow is only the tanai that
right.
What he does tomorrow. That's they don't isser tomorrow.
Right.
What he does he tomorrow is going to affect what he did today.
He's actually doing konam inay b'machar. He's actually
right.
So it's subtle, but it is a difference.
So that's your fault. I'm not going to explain it then. That's you. You catch it on the tape. So let's look at the Ran here, and we'll finish up with the Ran. So the Ran we'll review tomorrow probably also in the morning, because I imagine it's going to be a continuation. But the Ran says, this is around 8 lines up, Kilo is Zahir B'Tanai, the bottom of Yudal Amar Beis. The person's not so careful. The second day, if he makes that, if any sleep I do today will be Asir if I sleep tomorrow. So the person's not so careful when it comes to the Tanai. Kevin Sheino Ikra Iser, since it's not the primary part of the Iser, Ela Tanai Liyom Rishon, it's a Tanai as to what he slept the day before him. Aval B'Yisuro, the actual Iser. Kevin Shu Ikra Iser, Aval B'Sheino Asir Mishad Asma, even though it's not Asir on its own, Ela Mitzurufe Sheyom Rishon, even though it's totally on the day before him. Still, a person is going to be much more careful about not sleeping the next day. Okay, the rest of the rounds, by the way, are for the next parts of the sugya tomorrow. Okay, shkoyach.